Now, friends, we come to one of the great psalms of the Scripture. It's the 107th Psalm. It has been greatly misunderstood. I feel like even a wonderful commentator like Matthew Henry, who has so many wonderful things to say about the psalm, missed it because of the fact that he did not see the prophetic at all. And I trust by now that many of you are seeing that there is a deep meaning in these psalms, and that when you put them back in their proper context, there flashes out for us today a new meaning that will be helpful to us. And I'm going to emphasize that because today it has a special meaning. Because it opens like this, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He's good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Now, friends, we need more say-so Christians. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Don't go around and complain and criticize if you're a Christian. Tell how good God is, because He is good. Now, He doesn't have a good name in this world. You know, God's reputation is bad. Now, reputation remembers what people think about you. God does not have a friend at court among the multitudes of this world. No defender, no champion, no ally to testify on His behalf. There's no one to take the witness stand and say a good word for God today. Now, if you doubt that, look about you. The pagan and heathen religions, their conception of God is terrifying. And He's a God that would destroy and not save, and difficult to get to, by the way, and not interested in us at all, nor does He love us. The average person in this land with a veneer of civilization, a modicum of education, with a little Christian culture smeared on like cold cream, and to them, God is not a person to cultivate. We keep Him at arm's length. He's not really a good neighbor. He's very difficult to please. He's like the average conception of a policeman, that he's waiting around the corner to find fault with us. He's not a friend at all. A little girl, I think, gave the average conception of God when she gave a verse of Scripture and got it a little confused. And this is the way she gave it. "If God be for you, you're up against it." Well, that's the way a great many people think of Him. Now, if anyone is going to say that God is good, the redeemed are going to have to say so. God is good. And that's not an axiom. It's a proposition that is subject to proof. It's not a cliche. It's not a slogan. It's not propaganda. It is true. It's a great truth. Now, this is a psalm, 107, that I've set it to music, and I'm no musician at all. I think you have four stanzas here, and if you'll notice that mechanically, the psalm divides itself like that. At verse 8, you have the chorus. "Oh, that man would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of man." Then you move down to verse 21, and that's repeated. You go down to verse 31, it's repeated again. So that we have three times in this psalm, this chorus, and it divides the psalm. In the first seven verses, you have the providence of God. Here's where He directs pilgrims, and I would make this a tenor solo. Then in verses 8 through 20, you have the pardon of God. And here He delivers prisoners. And I would say this is a soprano solo. Then in verses 21 to 30, you have the protection of God. And here's where He dissolves problems. And this is a bass solo. And then in verses 31 to 43, the rest of the psalm, you have the power of God. And here's where He delights His people. And then I think we ought to all come back and sing the chorus again. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He's good. His mercy endureth forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy.